Winnipeg, the University of Winnipeg campus, and
you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Welcome to the Medicine Wheel of Music.
A great source for your favorite Métis and Aboriginal artists.
We are here in the heart of downtown at the University of Winnipeg.
And now, your host.
Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the Medicine Wheel of Music. Located on Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown Winnipeg. Land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oja Cree, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, and of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Jesse James. And to my left here, my boy, Housey Stacks.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. How you doing, bud?
Good, man. Good. I snuck out of the house this morning. Girl was still sleeping. Son was on his games. You gave me the shout. Said, hey. I said, you know what? Yeah, okay. I'll come by. I'll come into the studio. And then got word, Tony ain't going to be here. So even better.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of brightened my day a little bit.
Happy. Yeah, it's starting off right.
The sun came out right when I said that. I don't know what it's about. The heavens parted. Speaking of heaven. That's exactly what he's trying to get into
From
what I understand, he's going to church.
Got a long mountain to climb there. It's
that's
steep.
That's what I was saying to him. That's what I was saying to him. I was like, just quit.
Just accept your fate in the afterlife. It's over.
Oh, God. I don't think he has a chance. But, I mean, hey, you know, maybe if he goes enough, he will.
Hey, you know what? Just pray, baby. Just hope.
Just pray, baby. Just hope and pray. Cope and pray.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Cope
that's
and pray.
That's what it's all about. We got a wonderful show for you today. We're going to be playing a little bit of a guy by the name of Res Coast Grizz.
Yes.
Res Coast, one word.
Yeah.
Grizz. Few Z's in there.
Excellent.
Actually, he was an individual that I came across when we were playing the Matt Mack album a couple weeks ago. He's actually a feature on the album. Kind of dug his sound a little bit. Mm-hmm. Kind of looked into him a little more. Turns out he's got a few albums out.
Nice.
So I think we're going to go into, let's see what,
so you're jumping
2019.
In. You're jumping into it.
We're going to jump into it. 2021 album Gallery. by Res Coast Grizz is what we'll be playing today. Just a quick little disclaimer. There will be some colorful language today.
Yes.
And so it won't be from just us. It's actually from Res Coast Grizz as well. He's got an E next to every song here. For exciting.
Yeah,
buckle up. Yeah, absolutely.
Should be fun.
If anyone wants to hear a track that they're really digging this week or they want to send out to a loved one or possibly someone they hate.
Yeah, yeah, that works. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Give us a call, 204-774-6877. That is the number to call here. We are very, very interactive here at the Medicine Wheel of Music.
Very hands-on, yes.
And I mean, that's kind of what it's all about here at CKW. Very community-friendly.
Community-driven. And, you know, we want to give the best to you guys. You guys make us who we are. So
we can't say it enough.
You know.
So
we do it for you.
We do it for you.
That's why you got to call in. What do you want? What do you want us to do around here?
More voices, more choices. That's what it's all about around here. I just thought of that.
Yeah, no, that's a great slogan.
No, I didn't. I read it, I'll be honest. As we were walking in, let me see that real quick. I don't know if anyone's aware of
Fringe Festival?
A little thing that's going on around the city called the Fringe Festival.
There's a lot of
We're going to be talking a little bit about it, just a small bit about it, because I'll be honest, right off the bat, I don't know a damn thing about the Fringe Festival.
No, neither did I, really. I didn't even know it was on, and walked in here and seen this little... What is that? A pan? Not a pamphlet, but it looks like a postcard almost.
It looks like a little postcard, and it's just like an advertisement, I guess, for a show.
What's it called?
The Rachel Brown Theater. It's called Her Please.
Her Please. I think it's
wait a second.
It might be a play aloud.
I think I get it,
because it looks like there's an actor or an actress, dressed in a costume. This costume
It's a big vagina.
It's a big vagina. And,
it's a big vagina.
And it's got a bottle of wine in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and it's having a time, and it's telling you a story.
It's telling you stories of its life. Herpes. I got herpes, but it ain't the end of the world.
It says under here, a slick comedy that goes deep.
I mean, you know, the jokes are all over the place. I almost want to watch it. I mean, they're doing a great job.
Created and performed by Kate Toby of the Three Gallows Theater. So, didn't you mention that it's going to be soon, actually? Here?
Yeah, you can see the schedule. They're all over the place. It's, you know, every day, but one's at 11
oh, look
in
at
the morning.
That, man.
One's at 2:30. One's at 7 at night.
So, I mean, listen, Fringe Festival, again, there's that one point where I was trying to talk about the Fringe Festival back in the day, and I was just completely embarrassing myself. I just didn't, I'll be honest, I didn't even know what the word fringe meant.
Only in golf do I know what fringe means.
You really do.
I'm on the fringe. It's almost on the green. Right?
So, I mean, this year is really no different.
No,
I forgot the definition, and I'll get back to it when we come back from some music. But it says here from the 17th to the 28th, you got a lot going on here in the city. We'll talk more about it for this Her Please show. Her Please, Her Please,
Her,
her
Please,
Her Please, Her Please. Hey, there's a show at 11 o'clock today, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Where? What theater?
Well, it says Rachel Brown Theater, and I guess it's always at the Rachel Brown Theater, Venue 8. So, I mean, if anyone's interested in something like that,
I'm hearing a couple stories.
Yeah, a couple notes, a couple songs.
Then that's the one to do. That's the one to check out if you like big, Anyways.
Yeah.
Whew, what else we got going on? There's not a whole lot else going on, you know. We're going to be talking a little bit of random this and that.
Yeah, as always.
As per usual. Again, West Coast Grizz. We're going to play some of our favorite tracks. House, you hit me with a banger yesterday
this one.
On our messages.
Yes.
We won't play that just now,
not yet.
But we're going to be sneaking that bad boy in at some time today.
It is unbelievably catchy. It's actually just unbelievable in general.
It's
I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and we're going to listen to it later.
I'll be honest. I heard the first few moments of it, and then it kind of reminded me of a song I wanted to add to it, so I didn't get to finish that song.
Right.
So today,
you'll get the full experience Vitas. The Seventh Element.
Vitas. Did you happen to look into them or anything like that?
I was actually sent this by my buddy Mana, who was sending me a meme of it, and I was like, what is that song? I don't know. So, well, you got to find out for me, because like, you can't just leave me I want to know what that song is so I can just listen to it now,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
Rather than watching this meme over and over and over. And shortly after, I was like, dude, this song is a banger.
Dude, yeah.
And he comes back laughing. He's like, how come I get the feeling you haven't stopped listening to it? I was like, because I haven't.
Memes are like the new top 100 of the week or something like that. Like, they tell us what's trending now, what's the most important song right now, what's popular.
And songs, like, do pop off. They catch in your head.
Dude,
you
we
know,
were talking
that
about
Million Dollar Baby. Like, I seen that, and I was like, what
me
is
this? Me and
Tom
were talking about it last week, actually, dude. Yeah. How he was talking about Sirius XM Radio having a TikTok channel.
Radio?
Yeah. And I was saying to him how it's kind of like the new pop station. How it's just that's what's telling you what's popular, right?
Yes.
And I was also saying how the ones in charge of the station can also slip in their songs if they want to, or songs they get maybe under the table, who knows, or what have you, and make them popular.
Yeah.
So people can insert those into videos in order to make them popular.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
am
totally.
Am I saying popular too much?
Nah, probably, but I mean, in reality, like, it's You're totally right. Like, you get to choose, you pick and choose what songs go into these videos if you're a TikTok creator,
right?
And if there's, like, I don't know, certain songs that are pushed to the front and go, oh, use this one, use this one,
right.
then that's a way to make them so catchy. But I mean, also songs are just catchy.
Yeah,
right. True. You know, some of them are good.
Like
some
you said, Million Dollar Baby is.
Yeah, it's.
I was playing it. I was playing for Danny in the mornings actually for a little bit, there and you would just see her like bobbing to
you
it.
You just put like your suit coat on, getting dressed to it. Just you loving know? It.
I was like, dang it, man.
Yeah,
Richmond.
So sometimes, it's just if it's good, it's good. Maybe you know.
Well, that's how I got reintroduced to One Last Breath by Creed,
and then
I was banging that song for like weeks on end afterwards.
I was just playing that a couple of days ago.
It's such
like,
a great
oh my
song.
God, I don't want to hear any Creed, and I'm like, why? She starts going, I'm like,
you'll feel it too then.
Hold me now,
dude. I saw a video not too long ago about Trump coming out or no leaving to I think it was Creed Higher or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, he's pressing all the right buttons right now.
I seen a meme of Biden right about to leave, and he turns around, and it's like when you're blackout and you're about to leave the bar, but they play your song, and One Last Breath, and he's got that smile on his face, like one more song,
I'll stick around.
So that's where I start hammering the drinks. Creed again. You know, I'm like, oh, they are so good.
Big ups to Creed. We'll be playing a lot of Creed too, actually today. Forget it.
Can't spell Creed without Creed.
Thank you. There you go. Creed. Oh my lord, that's a beautiful thing right there. It's kind of coincidence. There's something to it. I just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Let's jump into the music. More banter and shenanigans a little after a few songs. You know, I'm going to kick things off. Like I said, we're going to be listening to Res Coast Grizz today. But I'm going to kick off with a band called Go A.
Go
A. With a song called Shum.
Okay.
This is kind of like a retort to that song that you had sent through the messages.
Okay.
And I'm hoping, and I played this actually on the show a while back. I'm going to reintroduce it so everyone can
enjoy it again.
Can really just open their eyes and find find this track and really expand their mind a little bit.
Understand it a little more.
Expand it. This is Go Away with Shum, and then we're going to go pleasantly into Gallery by Res Coast Grizz, and you are listening to CKUW's 95.9's Medicine Wheel of Music. Turn it up. Okay, here we go. Весняночка, де ти зимувала? Юсадочко на клиночку, сорочечку пряла. Та моя синою з лісі сова воду дує. Заспіваю співаночку, нехай вона чує. Заплетися, що ми барвіночком. Я тобі співаю весняночку. Сію, 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 конопилички. Сію, 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 зеленисечки. Музика.
all the hand he didn't help right. You're in a rage. And all those perkies didn't help right. You're in pain. And you lost your birthright. That's your name. What's in the name? What's in the name? Say my name, say my name till they wear it out. I've been feeling all this pain since a little child. 150 band, yeah, got my nuts out. I don't fucking flex my name, where it probably out. I was running from a king, now I'm crying out. I done lost you way too many times. I don't know who's lying to me. So cold. I feel the cheek on the snow. Baby boy, don't go to sleep. Your mama needs you here right now. She wanna see you standing on the stage. Don't go to sleep, little baby. You don't need help, that's that minimum wage. And you lost your birthright, your name. Oh, your name. Oh, your name.
Chandram, Ram, Ram, Chandram, Chandram, Dendram. Czym szalam, co miałem czy stać? Zabieram mieszkamy, de kurde maść. Gdzie masz napad bokiem, wolnym krokiem. Jakieś pałac pod tej family ma pod okiem. Co stała, czym szalam, co miałem czy stać? Zabieram mieszkamy, de kurde maść. Gdzie masz napad bokiem, wolnym krokiem. Jakieś pałac pod tej family ma pod okiem. Co stała, czym szalam, co miałem czy stać? Zabieram mieszkamy, de kurde maść. Gdzie masz napad bokiem, wolnym krokiem. Jakieś pałac pod tej family ma pod okiem. Co stała, czym szalam, co miałem czy stać? Zabieram mieszkamy, de kurde maść. Gdzie masz napad bokiem, wolnym krokiem. Jakieś pałac pod tej family ma pod okiem.
Awesome.
That was Vitas with the Seventh Element here on CKUW 95.9. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run it back.
I mean, come on now.
I'm going to run it back. You know why? Because we control the airwaves. You know what I want to do with you, House? All right. So first off, banging track.
Yes. I told you.
For the ones listening, this is not Res Coast Grizz. He doesn't have this type of arm span. He can't cover all these different sounds. This is Russian?
Yes, yes.
Russian.
I'm trying to see when they
if you go check this video out, it's Vitas, the Seventh Element. It's a banging party in a club. Oh! This part right here, though. Okay, so when you watch that part, it's the tongue. The tongue's just flinging all over the place.
Flipping in and out of his mouth.
It sounds like a bird.
Like a hummingbird humming by your ear.
Okay, look at the dance too, dude. I feel like this is like 2030, 2040.
This guy was way ahead of his time, man.
Yeah,
he came out in like 2001 with this, I'm pretty sure.
Really, eh?
And yeah, he got awards in Russia too, as he should. He's wearing starfish on his head.
Yeah,
on both sides.
Too.
He's got like a helmet on and a turtleneck that looks like he's from space.
This whole thing looks
he
like
makes his
space.
Own costumes. I'm reading here too. Like this guy's very impressive. He's very creative.
The turtleneck.
I mean, he's making sounds with his mouth that we've all done. But have you put it in a song?
No.
Have
no.
you?
I use it in the bedroom though.
I've seen The Rock do it. If you smell, you know.
Yo,
but
this gets the girls going.
I mean, you know, some of these comments on this video too. It's like,
yeah, dude, let's check out.
He's getting
some
smashed
of comments,
a little bit,
man.
But
like I said,
funny.
One of them was like, "I searched weird alien song and wasn't disappointed."
This is what you found.
He's barely using 1% of his full power here. It's
and I agree. That like, come on.
This is how aliens party in Area 51. Still a banger, 2024, yeah.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're late. We're late to the party.
No.
But better late than never, buddy.
Absolutely. Hey, great track.
Yeah, shout out to Mana for showing me this. It was hilarious. It was in passing, but sometimes my brain will get caught on these silly things, and I couldn't help but go...
Like
every time in my yeah. head, and I yeah. was like, I gotta hear it again.
That'll stay in your head.
I gotta hear it one more time. I gotta hear it one more time.
The dance, too, like, sings in Russian, but dances in robot.
Yeah, robot slash alien slash,
looks
you
like
know,
Sinead
puppeteer.
Looks like Sinead O'Connor a little bit.
he's an oddball, but he's it's entertaining, you know?
That hand dance, too. You can use it anywhere.
And
I don't know. I recommend everyone check
off.
It out.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, this part. Dude, there's so many parts to this song.
Dude, he switches it up on you. All of a sudden, he goes all in.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy jumping. He is yelling
That's
at
Russian
me.
Russian rapping.
Straight up. He's like the snow.
He's
like the snow.
Russian snow.
Russian snow, buddy.
Dude, that is awesome. Vitas.
Vitas.
The next big thing, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
The next big thing coming at you from the year 3007.
Yeah, this song was made in 2000, buddy.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah. The trade centers were still up. It was a different time.
What a detail.
They were still around, you know? Things are different.
Yeah, well, things I'm are glad different. The internet didn't shut off.
Yeah, completely.
At the stroke of midnight, we wouldn't have been able to hear this.
We would have lost this. Thank goodness.
Good Lord. And it goes on to, I don't imagine the songs that precede this.
Oh, man. This was in 2000. This was on his first album. Like, I bet you it just got better, you know? When I say better, I mean weirder.
I wonder how many awards that thing won.
I read it. Got a couple, you know?
That is good stuff. Yeah.
Good way to start a Sunday.
That was great. That was awesome. We're going to find more obscure tracks.
Yes, let's do that.
Throughout the show. How about that? You know, I also thought of another one, actually, yesterday. I mean, it's probably something that people have heard before.
If it's Sandwiches by Detroit Grand Poobahs,
we can hit that too, actually.
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, I'm not going to play all of this, but it's one of my favorite tracks, actually.
All right.
I'm not going to go half, all right? This is Dan Deacon, Crystal Cat, because it gets a little crazy and weird, but the first part is a banger.
Let's go.
That was a little bit of Dan Deacon with the Crystal Cat.
I mean, you had me until the screaming cat came in.
Well, the cat is...
I mean, I guess you got to get the other side of the story.
It's just as important as the first part. I mean, it's called Crystal Cat.
It should be called Stabbing Cats, because it sounds like cats are stabbing.
It hurts the ears a little bit.
That was awesome.
But, that is Dan Deacon. I remember I came across Dan Deacon a long time ago, man.
E-bombs world?
E-bombs. A little after E-bombs. You know what?
Newgrounds.
You're only going to understand this, but people, this is the Sarah days.
That long.
Came across this video. You probably know about it. It's about a how to explain it, dude. It's a lizard, animation lizard.
Okay.
And he's talking about. It's like on acid.
Okay, I can't remember now.
No, now I have to look. This is what the show's gonna be. Lizard on acid.
Okay, we're gonna find a lot of things here.
Okay, this thing drinking out of cups like you've never.
Liam Lynch.
Yeah.
And that guy. Okay.
And he's just saying random. Oh, see, I can't even.
You'd have to sign in.
I have to sign in.
It's got an E next to the video. So.
Looking at the cups. I don't know. It's this lizard, and he's just like talking randomly. He's like drinking out of cups, and then like a chair. There's a chair, and it's just like, and he's just talking.
Right.
It's just talking.
Random thoughts.
And Dan Deacon somehow came across after the video or whatever, and it's videos of him. Messing around on whatever he's messing around
right.
on.
The keyboard.
The keyboard or what have you.
The mixer.
The mixer, perfect, yeah. And he's at a club, and he's playing Crystal Cat, and it gets super hype because the people are all up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like jumping with him a little bit, and as that thing gets rowdier and rowdier, people right. start and jumping all over. And then that... I don't know. It's an insane little video because you can just feel
the energy
coming, yeah. just emitting yeah. from that video.
That's awesome.
So it was really cool to come across him. I know Dustin loves that little track actually. So
might have to get it on here, man.
We might have to. We're gonna get Dustin on here too sometime, man. Let me tell you. All right. Yeah. This video. This show is gonna just go all over the place a little bit. We do have an artist that we're gonna be playing. And his name actually is Res Coast Grizz.
Ah, yes.
But
we did sneak a song in there, but you know the seventh element kind of takes over.
It
kind of
took over, and it took over the brain, took over
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, it was my bad there. I shouldn't have. I should have warned everybody that.
Now we're gonna be playing Space People by the end of this thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if we're allowed to though. That might actually ask for a sign in. All right, let's get back on track real quick, and then we're gonna come back and probably just do this crap all over again.
Yeah, one more. Run it back.
Yeah, let's run it back a little bit. Okay, we're playing, this is Res Coast Grizz. We're playing the Gallery album 2021. This is The Crowd.
The Crowd.
Here on CKW 95.9.
You were supernova, baby, you were about to blow up. I was watching you on the other side of the corner. Gotta call my demons, come correct, I wanna fuck up. Oh, I'm your biggest fan. Kick me out of the crowd. I'm screaming your name loud. Will you notice me? Just pick me out of the crowd. Just pick me out of the crowd. Just pick me out of the crowd. Big old man, you know I'm out here riding. That pussy getting wetter than Poseidon. I was thinking how I'm gonna slide. You did all of the coke, I was just vibing. Ooh, I'm excited over you. Ooh, is there more than we can do? Said I can't stay too long. Can you take me home? Girl, this lifestyle wasn't meant for you. This wasn't you all along. Watching you on the other side of the corner. Gotta call my demons, come correct, I wanna fuck up. Oh, I'm your biggest friend. Kick me out of the crowd. I'm screaming your name loud. Will you notice me? Just pick me out of the crowd.
Just
pick me out of the crowd.
The mud with me. Thank God they fall with me. First day that I
I met you, I wasn't fucking with love. Fuck with bitches, they ain't really then a drop of your trust. Asking questions like it's time to wrap the interview up. I got the one that I've been needing, all these hoes getting cut. And I can tell I ain't just fucking with your body. I need your heart, I ain't sorry. I know you can be the one that rides with me. You did some things, I did some things, we ain't perfect. I got plans for the future, know it's worth it. I've been trying to love you harder, make me nervous. All this Henny I've been sipping got me speaking curses. I was dealing with my shit, you was holding it down. You know, finna ice the wrist like you slamming it around. Girl, that ass so thick and I'm needing you now. Know you the baddest bitch and I'm keeping you around. You was sticking in blood too. You was showing that love to me. You done got it out the mud with me. Thank God that you fall with me. Hold me down, we done ran through it. When it's hurting on your feelings, I ain't even know. But you steady stayed rock with me, I ain't know. That we flex when we get it, I'ma keep it pushing. Ain't nobody so real, you got me. And I beat your pussy up just like Rocky. And you know I keep them sticks just like Pocky. A bad bitch, I love it when you bossy. I can't see another bitch around on my side. You know, friend, I ice the wrist like you slamming it around. Girl, that ass so thick and I'm needing it now. Know you the baddest bitch and I'm keeping you around. You was sticking in blood to me. You was showing that love to me. You done got it out the mud with me. Thank God that you fall with me.
Myself when I lost you. I've I'd be lying to myself if I said I didn't miss you. I'm faded, way too faded. Gone outside, feeling like I'm in the Matrix. Bending backwards over bullshit that I don't need. Starting fights over texts that you never seen. I hate it, I know you know I hate it. How you got me fucked up, love to test my patience. Start shit over nothing, love to start a scene. You gave a different meaning to the little thing. Shorty taught me being in love doesn't mean you're gonna last. We was planning our future together and now you're in the past.
I was giving tribulations, God checking my handles. Is you really finna ride for me? If it came down to it, would you die for me? I wish I could go see my grandma one more time. Kiss her on the cheek, tell her that I love her smile. Tell Frankie that I did it, I did it. Arrest baby done, made it to a fraction of heaven. I wish God gave a phone just to talk to you. I was drinking on these bottles to get lost in you. I was losing all my trust, got a Glock or two. I was in the heat wave, then I lost my cool. You were so lost in the pavement, I forgive you, baby boy. Now I'm older than you. Now I gotta climb these mountains, crack a boulder or two. We was born under the trenches, now we digging right through. And I can finally see the sun and you've been helping me through. They call me Ice Age Baby. Finna get a chain of that and put the diamonds on 80. Low virgins in the comments talking about my looks. I'm a pretty ass native, fuck you talking about. Got smoke, then we can spark it out. I ain't claiming that I'm street, I just had enough. I can tell all of you sweet, you a buttercup. I've been popping in these streets and the res with up. Can't lose myself in these moments when I think about it. Give my glory all to you, collect the money, route it to a bank account without a card. We been getting all this money, we spend none at all. I need my own bank to hold the bag. Rest, baby. Rest, baby, rest, baby, rest, baby. It's fucking wild. Rest, baby.
Thank you. hoping I'd lose one and two. I need changing, so do you. We live in a house, we don't talk. It just feels so alone, so alone.
And you're so beautiful for your own good. An angel that's misunderstood. You're a gallery of pain. I could watch you all over.
Yeah, I'm about to rap. I'm about to rap for you. I'm about to rap with my words. I'm about to rap with my words. I'm gonna rap with my mouth. Rap, rap. All right.
Come on, you didn't even get out of the starting gate again.
All right, you gotta tease it, baby. You gotta tease it a little bit. You can't put the whole thing in, you know.
Just a tip.
Welcome back. This is the Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jess. This is House.
Hello.
And we're having a heck of a time here. Sunday morning, 10:47. So far, so good. We've been playing Res Coast Grizz today. Although, if you've been listening to the whole show, we've been mixing it up a little bit, to be honest.
Got a little bit of everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. I mean, it's all about options here on campus radio.
Yeah, agreed, yeah.
So that's what it's all about. Res Coast, in case anyone's wondering about the last few tracks we've just been playing. Last one was Cool to See. Fraction of Heaven, Lost You. I'm sorry, I'm just going to go right through them. Fraction of Heaven, Lost You, Water, Thicker Than Blood. And then we kicked off with The Crowd. Whew. That's almost half the album right then and there. I'll be honest, actually, I'm really enjoying the sound of this dude.
Yeah.
He brings a nice rock rap element, which is something that kind of takes me back a little bit.
Oh, yeah? Who does it remind you of?
I don't know if it reminds me per se. It just reminds me of a time in which rap rock was just the juggernaut.
Yeah. It was cool.
It was so
cool. Speaking of too cool.
It was so cool.
Rap rock, man. Rap rock was where it
was at. So cool, man. Res Coast Grizz, in case anyone's curious about this individual. Res Coast Grizz, birthplace, Lodge Grass, MT, Montana, I believe.
I was going to say, maybe Montana.
Montana. Fold Arm Studio, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Looks like he's into rap, alt rock, emo punk. Real name's William Driftwood Jr. I mean, you can just rap with that name. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Known professionally as Res Coast Grizz, Native American rapper, singer, songwriter, and online personality. From the Absoluke? Ooh, Absoluke.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, Crow Nation. His music ranges from rap to rock and R&B to emo punk. He's known for his live stage shows and vibrant style, which resonates with younger audiences and makes him the standout among his peers. His music is infectious and hits you in the chest with melody, emotion, soul, and gut-wrenching truth.
Great write-up.
Res Coast Grizz gained early online recognition from Adam 22?
Adam 22 of No Jumper.
Do you know who Adam 22 is?
No. I can't say I do.
You know what? I don't
recommend. I know Adam 21.
I don't great recommend guy. Anyone goes and search that name up, actually, because I think I know who he is.
Really?
And I don't think it's appropriate.
Really?
Anyways, YouTube reaction video resulted in hundreds of thousands of views and a large social media following. May 2019, West Coast Grizz released his debut EP, Unwell, and followed up single, Loner, which further boosted his following. February 2020, West Coast Grizz released his single, Water, which since gained over 3.3 million views and got the attention of several YouTube personalities, including Tommy Craze and Patrick. I think we all know who those guys are. and blah, 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 yada, yada, praised champion for his music. It's insane how in a write-up, you can be like, I gained millions of views and attention of several YouTube personalities.
You know.
That is just the way the world is now,
it's
right?
It's crazy, man. You know?
Like, I don't give a crap about YouTube personalities. Unless
your name is PewDiePie.
Unless it's Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja comes at you, and next thing you know, you're popular, right?
I feel like Adam 22 is in the adult business.
Really? That's cool.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's start pulling at this yarn and see what happens.
Yeah, let's see
what unravels here.
Yeah,
the rabbit hole of Adam 22. Yeah, we'll get back to you guys later.
We'll get back to you that about that.
Because we're not going
to
do that on air in case we find something
good. Something real
too
good.
Juicy. Too juicy for radio.
Juicy. Too veiny.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, West Coast Grizz. So far, so good. That's all that we can really find on the guy. He's actually a bit of an anomaly.
He's kind of off the grid, which is...
He doesn't trust anyone.
You know.
So that is great. So far, so good. I hope you guys stick with us for the end of the show and listen to the rest of that. We will play not only some more of our music, but maybe we'll sneak in a little more of his previous albums just to finish off this show. Wow, time is running quick.
Yeah.
We're 8 minutes to it.
What do you think?
What do we do here? Well, we definitely have the weather coming up fairly soon.
Whether you like it or not.
But before that, okay, yeah, whether you like it or not, the weather will be coming up.
Yeah.
Before that, I got a couple things going on here, a couple tabs that I can press. Turns out I was actually able to find that drinking out of the cups thing, the lizard thing.
Okay.
We're just going to give it just a small dose of it, all right, because it's 2 minutes of just basically just rambling, like I had talked about in the previous.
Right.
And
he just wants to show you. Let's see this.
Gosh.
I can't even remember. So maybe I've never even seen this before. This could be the first time.
All right, here we go.
What does this guy think? He's an Indian? What is he, a goddamn asshole? What the fuck is he doing? Not ever. No way. Now he's Johnny Hammersticks. Hammering away like he's friggin' Tommy Noble. What the hell's he doing? Think she's got it going, bossing over. No way. No way. What is this garbage? What is this? Oh, I'm king of the trees. I'm the tree meister. I count on them. When sometimes I pry, I like to steal. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. This guy's a faggot.
Okay. Well, we have to cut that out.
Maybe.
All right, well, and I'm not laughing at laughing at the fact that this lizard can say such obscene things.
Talk about random.
Completely random. Did not see that. It's been a while since I've seen that video.
Yeah.
You know what? They should cut that from the internet. I don't even know why they even have that up anymore.
We're kind of, before all that, the same energy as your brother Dustin there. He kind of talks like that sometimes. What does this guy think he is? You know, what is he doing?
King of the trees.
Yeah,
the tree meister.
Yeah.
What is an Indian?
Just throwing random things on this lizard. Where was this guy, anyways? Where did you stumble upon this?
I couldn't even tell you how I came across this video exactly, but I mean somehow this kind of turned into that Dan Deacon track, and
that's where you found the crystal cats.
Yeah, and then you went into the hole, man.
Wow.
It's just a big hole.
Yeah, huge.
Just a big hole. You know what?
Gaping hole of information.
Was our volume messed up there for a minute? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. Anyways, let's move on. You know what? We were talking about a little bit about obscure songs a little earlier, and we're going to be playing some throughout. Now, I don't mean to insult, I guess, when I say obscure, because the songs we were playing earlier, they're not obscure to their country. You right. know what I mean?
The Seventh Element had 54 million hits.
Dude,
I was blown
that is a
away.
Popular song.
Yeah, man. That I've seen that yesterday. I was like, holy, right. that's a lot.
And the song that I played earlier, we kicked things off with Shum by Go A. That is a song that was on Eurovision that actually won, like, I think third place or something in 2021.
That was a good song.
And that is Ukraine, actually. And turns out, I just read a little tidbit not too long ago, Ukraine has made it to the finals every year.
Really? they churn out some good musicians, man.
Or someone's paying someone with Ukrainian cash under the table. Let me tell you. Now, not too long ago, I came across a song that I could probably consider a little bit obscure, actually. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how far I'm going to get into this one as well, but I'm going to play a little bit for everyone here. This is a mute rapper.
Yeah, I was going to say
by
this
the
guy.
MC Baba.
A
MC
mute
Baba
rapper.
Mute.
You've showed us this before in our group chats here, and this kind of blew my mind. A mute rapper, as in he can't hear and he can't see.
He can't even really speak.
But they're producing music. He's got some shades on, and he's ready to rip it for you guys. Let's take a listen here.
All right. Okay. Dude, this is the first song I've never heard, and I know all the words to it. This is the only song I know all the words to, dude. It used to be Eminem Superman, but now I know all the words to this.
Yeah, you can't miss this one. It sounds like if you close your eyes, it's like they isolated a bird.
It sounds like I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
And the seagulls are picking the garbage off the beach.
You know, it's pretty wild what they can do now. You know, you can make anybody popular. You can make anybody an artist. I'm not saying he's not talented. Maybe this is talented for somebody who's a mute. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not a mute. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, we need to get a mute in the studio to talk to him.
Are you listening to me?
You know? Let's see what he has to say.
You know. Yeah, he makes a good point.
All right. MC Mute, baby, let's go. I mean, I'm sure there's a whole album of this stuff somewhere.
There has to be. This can't be the only song he came out with.
You know what?
Hey, let's see how many views it's got, though. How many hits does this one got?
Okay. I mean, concert turned off for one. Doesn't even tell you. Oh, this one, 27,000?
It's obscure. That's pretty obscure.
Okay, we can rate obscure by that,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's obscure, so I'd have to say...
I feel like this guy should be bigger.
I thought it would be, too, you know? Like, it's not that bad. You know, rolling up. Boys, it's party time.
Yeah. My eyes are closed. I'm trying to get into his head, trying to understand... how he came up with the words to this song.
Or what's he mean by it all? Every song has a meaning, like, oh, deep lyrical content. It makes you feel it in your bones. Like, well, what is it? Are you happy? I think he's happy.
What if, like, I'm just wondering what the process is for writing a song like that.
Yeah, what?
Like, are you sitting at a table?
I was reading the lyrics, and it just says A-H, A-H.
You know, this is a good episode to come across, guys. Let me tell you, just because I'm seeing all these other videos on the side here, right?
And you've seen a few of them.
I've seen a few of them, but there's some I haven't seen. I think what would be fun.
Okay, so
we'll just click one of these real
just
quick.
Go into
and just
it together
and just see what
head first
what it comes up with. Like, look at this thing, Yellow Man with this song right
Zigzag,
here.
Zigzag-zag-zag-zag-zag-zag. I mean,
right.
Okay,
that's gotta
be like the Scatman, which was a banger.
That's true, man. And you know what? It's funny you mentioned that. Not too long ago, me and Pascal were chilling and we were talking about Scatman.
Yeah.
And how he ruined the name Scat for. Actually, the word Scat is gone now.
Yes.
It used to be such a good thing. And
yeah. Scabadoobada beatabada.
Thank you.